Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
The summer weather is really approaching now, and for many of us, our thoughts are turning to holidays, hopefully spending hours and hours on a lovely beach by the sea. And while we all recognise the mental health and well-being benefits of getting into the sea and enjoying the water, for some of us there can be barriers, whether they're intellectual, physical, behavioural or emotional, to allow us to even get into that sea. And for one group of surfers in Donegal, they've come up with a unique idea to include everyone in the activity that they love so much. And Evelyn has been to see those surfers in action, and she's back in one piece, I'm glad to report. Now, you met up with the gang who are involved in this ocean-based group. They're called Liquid Therapy.
Yeah, this is fascinating, right? This is a project where surfers calling the sea, I love this, Claire, the blue space. Love that. They offer surfing programs to those who find the sea and even the beach, of course, challenging to access. And they support and mind people and their families who mightn't have the abilities or skills to try it for themselves. And it's very simple. They offer surfing sessions to allow people to get into the sea in a really safe, inclusive and accessible way. And it was first set up in Ireland by surfer Tom Losey, who had come across a program in Malibu. Sure, where else would you come across it?
From Malibu to Donegal,
where he was surfing there years ago, Claire, and he'd been asked to help with a child who wanted to get into the water but was nervous about it. And he picked him up, carried him into the water, and Tom said he could feel the child relax in the sea, and the power of that experience really stayed with him. So he went along to meet Tom and the team, the rest of the Liquid Therapy team, in action on beautiful Rosnaula Beach in Donegal. It was an absolute treat there at the weekend. I joined the families and surfer volunteers there, and we're going to start with hearing a gorgeous young girl called Dervla and her mother Mary getting Dervla ready for her surfing session.
Dervla, you ready to go surfing? Right, you want me to help you put on your rashie, Dervla?
No, hi.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the beach. How does that sound?
Yeah, no, that's grand. He's very excited. Mad to get out in the water again.
We've got some Australians to take us surfing this evening.
Should be quite happy.
Well, on a day like today, it's just a nice way to end the week,
yeah,
isn't
exactly,
it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Let's go over here and get ready.
So what are we going to do today?
Stand on the board.
You're going to stand on the board. Good woman yourself. Are you going with Fran or Tom or some of your new Australian friends?
Yeah.
Are you going with Amy?
Amy, yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to get into the water and you're going to stand on the board and show us your moves.
Yeah.
Cool. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Mary, we're standing here and the sun is beaming down. Dervla is in the middle of all the action here. What does Liquid Therapy mean to you and to the family?
It's a great resource for Dervla, really, to get her out and get her doing exercises and mixing with people and building her independence. And she would have been probably six, I'd say, when she started.
Tiny.
Okay. Yeah, she was, yeah.
But would she have been in the water much? Or
no, we would have brought her to the pool, really, when she was very young, you know. We would have been used to going to the beach and everything. But
do you surf?
No.
So you had to go with this and trust Tom.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
That's a big moment.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah. But I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, I've never not been confident or never felt anxious, you know, leaving her with them. Or
really?
Like, still confidence in you. Yeah. So relaxed with the child. Yeah. And, you know.
And she loves it.
Yeah, it's great confidence for her, and, you know, mixing
you
with other
see
people.
That
oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Also, Dervla, apart from being born with Down syndrome, Dervla diagnosed with juvenile arthritis at a very young age. So the exercise is great for her. Even they're now doing the warm up exercise. Doesn't even realise, you know, that she's doing her therapies. It's getting out into the water. You know, it's great for her, but she would be on medication for the arthritis. So that's, you know, it's an added benefit for her as well.
No, she thinks this is crack, which is brilliant.
It is, like, and it is crack, and she really enjoys it, you know. And she would normally have one on one, you know. I suppose this last few years she's kind of had a core group that she'd been with, but you know, if there was somebody different here, you know, she'd just chat them, and she's done it before, and they instilled confidence in her, so I suppose she feels safe with them as well, you know. It's just fabulous for her, really.
Ah, it's lovely, and it sounds remarkable just to look at it there, as you were on the beach, all the families and the surfers coming together, just the power of the sea and having access to it. It's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, so a great quote last week where they said that feeling that you get in the water in the sea, it's a trigger telling your brain you're in the right place. And I think that's what they're trying to do here. And they run all sorts of courses from entry level, which is surf experience, wheelchair accessible. They offer mobility friendly adaptive surf experiences, one on one sessions. And the other thing they do, which is clever too, is surf camps where the siblings are included. So you're building memories for everybody there. And they tell me that families come to Donegal for a week so that their child can take part and the siblings are welcome too. And they have their own dedicated union there, or unit there, right at the beach. So there's changing facilities, all the gear totally accessible. So here's that founder, now dad of two children himself, Tom Losey, telling us more about it all as he practices with Finn, who was his surfing partner for that session. And as you'll hear, Claire, it is very busy. It's led by children, so our chat does ebb and flow a little bit.
Finn, do you want to say hi?
Hey, Finn.
Hi.
in. You're doing a great job there.
Which
there
way now. Should we go? That way, right? I gotta go. I'll be back. It's a beautiful evening just to be out in the water, and what a nice way to end the week.
There's a gang of you out here now, all on boards.
Yeah, we've got four surfers and four volunteers catching lovely waves.
Okay, so Tom, bring us back to, I suppose, the background to this.
I've always enjoyed the ocean and I love surfing. And we were at the beach in Malibu volunteering with the godfather of surface therapy. And there was a family that had driven 4 hours to be there. Their child was four and had never been in the ocean and was awaiting his diagnosis. So he wasn't allowed to participate in the day because it was just for people on the autistic spectrum. His dad has just broken his leg, so couldn't take him in the water. And they said, look, will you take him into the sea for his first experience? And he was in a very sensory overload moment. His hands were up over his head. He was extremely tense. And as we just walked out into the water and the water just crept up his body, he just diffused and he just smiled and just started splashing. Well, I just saw that experience. I saw that transformation. His parents were really emotional and you saw the ripple effect into the family as well. And coming back to Ireland after that, I just knew that that opportunity needed to be provided and encouraged Liquid Therapy to look beyond just autism. Here at Liquid Therapy, we work with anybody.
So you started doing it, you set out the bat call amongst the surfing community and they really want to share the joy that they get from the water with these children.
Yeah, definitely. Having lived in Bundoran for 6 or 7 years, working for the main surf school of the town, we were really well connected. And so there was an army of people who wanted to just get involved. And we were approached by Autism Service. And they were like, we've got 200 families on our book. We'd like to bring them all surfing. So I was like, all right, every Tuesday we'll bring 10. But that just kept multiplying. So we were just able to keep doing more.
So trust then is at the heart of that experience, Evelyn. The idea of letting your child, who has experienced so many restrictions perhaps in life, the idea of just letting them off into the ocean on a surfboard, it's a leap of faith, isn't it? So the parents, what did they have to say to you about it all?
Oh, they're really funny about it because they're so honest and charming, I have to say. And they just say, look, the positives are so good. The benefits are enormous. You know, simple things like the children sleep better. They say they're healthier, more confident, that it's a real highlight in the week. And they also make the point that they do live beside one of the most beautiful beaches in Ireland. I have to say that. So that's another good reason for them to be there. Like one mum telling me they used to be up to like 3 or 4 in the morning with their child, that now when they go surfing, they're hungry and tired after, just like any other child after training. And it's very moving. You know, you're at this session, right? There's one child, for example, who doesn't like leaving the sea at the end of the session. And they know this. The volunteer surfer dude, right, gets down. I saw him stretched out, body down, face down in the sea with him for ages, just at the edge of the shore, chatting, just to help him transition back from the sea back to beach life again. I mean, the skill and patience is wonderful. So here are two more of the parents I met seaside there, Micheál and Donna, holding the towels. And they told me more as we stand at the water's edge watching the children and the surfers in action.
My son, Dahi, is autistic. This is his favourite day of the week.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it suits kids with autism because they have obviously huge sensory issues. And he absolutely loves the water. And Dahi's 12. And on top of that, then the people here are really good. They buddy up with the kids, you know. And there's great interaction between them. It burns off a lot of energy as well.
And, you know, because Liquid Therapy given him experiences that you mightn't have been able to give him.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I never got up on a surfboard in my life, so I wouldn't be, I'd be in no position to take him out. I'd be more like the Christy Moore man out on the surfboard, but no, he loves it. You know, it's very hard to get a kid like Dahi sometimes engaged in anything or holds his focus. And in fairness, the local GA club in Four Masters and Nave Breed run events for special needs kids as well. But I think of all of them, this is probably the one that engages him the most because he loves the water.
He's thrilled. There's no fight, there's no battle.
No, I just wish school was surf school and that because he's up and away. He lives for it, he loves it. I think it gives him a form of interaction that he possibly wouldn't get in different environments. He won't take instruction from a coach, whereas here it's the water and it's all very natural and, you know.
So you're watching him and he's happy, but he's also listening and engaging in a way.
Yeah, more than anything, he's having fun. To have somebody put him on the surfboard, that's his treat.
So we are standing here on the water's edge. It is an absolutely stunning evening. This is all good for you.
It is. My son Braydon, he's 11. It is fantastic. Just once he knew that he could come down this evening, he was gone. He does be in another world. He just says that when he's with Liquid Therapy, it's like he can be himself. He doesn't have to mask. He says, Mommy, I can be myself. They get me.
And it means that much to him.
It does. And he's a great connection with all the instructors. You know, they're just like family, big family.
I mean, it's daunting to be in the water with children, right? But you trust what's happening out there.
Oh, yeah. 100%. can't trust every one of the instructors is brilliant with the kids. Braydon just can't wait to get down here every week, and he has the crack and the fun with everyone. He just feels calm. He says he feels relaxed after it.
And do you notice that
yes.
in him?
I just see that he's not as worked up. I can feel his shoulders actually slouching down. He's sleeping so much better. We used to be up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning pacing the floors with him, trying to get him to go to sleep. Just being in the water itself, having fun, relaxing and enjoying it, and that's exactly what he does.
That's so worth it. You mentioned the surfer dudes, the
yes.
ones who are so patient and so kind. Now, we think of people like surfers being cool and adventurous and competitive as well. So what did they say about doing that work and what they get out of it?
They just say they really enjoy it, that they really love enabling young people who need that extra level of support and understanding to experience the physical and therapeutic benefits of the ocean. And they say, look, we've spent so much of our lives benefiting from the sport. They get to go on great adventures, and this is something fun that they can do. And the charity is doing really well now. They're winning awards right, left and centre and funding, and they're expanding, but they're always happy to have helped, Claire. So you can check out all their cool photos on liquidtherapy.ie. But first we're going to hear from one of those surfers, Amy. She's an Australian occupational therapist and surfer volunteer working with Dervla. And then we'll hear a little bit from Braydon, who's Donna's lovely son.
Okay, Dervla, let's just show Evelyn what it looks like to lie on a surfboard. Is that okay?
Yeah. Your big strong arms, paddle pop.
Woohoo! Oh, here come some waves. Ready? Go!
Amy, why do you enjoy this work so much?
Just seeing them and the joy that they get to experience, something that we usually take for granted.
Heading off with anybody's child on a surfboard to trust
it's amazing the amount that these parents do. Yeah, even back home in Australia, it's exactly the same, you know, where the parents just, there you go, off you go. At the same time, it's so nice to be able to watch the parents stand there together and share the joy of watching their child do something that a lot of other kids get to do all the time. Like, I work as an occupational therapist, and so from a therapy point of view, I get a lot more out of a session in the ocean with my clients and kids back home in Australia too than in the clinic a lot of the time.
Because there's just freedom there.
Yeah, there's a lot more open space, more opportunity to experience or explore from a sensory perspective and from a movement perspective in the ocean. Refuge for a lot of them is in the ocean.
This kind of work is really popular in Australia.
It's all up and down the East Coast and the West Coast, offering a lot of surf therapy. It is a big culture back home.
Tell me why you like going surfing.
I love surfing because it's really fun, and I get to go out and I get to meet new people, and it's just relaxing because I get to like surf in the waves and I get to jump in, and it's fun out there because you think the wave is done, and then the next thing you go, you get back up and there's another one always there.
And your mom said to me that you feel really happy here, that this is a happy place for you.
Yeah, I love coming. No matter what the weather, it's always nice just coming out and surfing and all, diving under and seaweed in my hair.
And you're never scared?
No, if you're stressed or like, I sore muscles after soccer, and the salt water just helps a lot, and it doesn't even matter if I catch a wave or anything. I just love floating in the water, because why not?
Did you get in, Ev?
I swam all weekend on Ross and Isla.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was fabulous.
Well,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say no. I was convinced you were going to say no.
How could I? Listen, if Braydon can get in,
I thought,
and he's
were
looking
like
at
me. I thought you'd be waiting until late July.
I'm really tough, really adventurous person.
Tough. Evelyn is tough. You heard it here first. Coming up next, thanks very much, Evelyn. That was a lovely report from Donegal. We're going to hear how to ditch the manicured lawn, embrace the weeds in your own little wild meadow. That's coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.